gesturing to high-definition renderings of a brightly lit stadium. David Beckham's real estate advisor, John Alschuler, outlines why the Port of Miami site is their preferred location.
Our goal is to bring to South Florida the magic, the energy, and the excitement of soccer.
With a view of the Miami skyline, the current conception of the stadium has about 24,000 seats, which for some downtown residents and port officials equals cars. A lot more cars. But Alschuler thinks people shouldn't be so concerned about the location.
We will never play a soccer game when there's a heat game. The cruise ship lines board in the morning and at the latest in the early afternoon. Our fans come at night. There's no conflict whatsoever.
Putting it there, he says, will also put the new port tunnel to use at times when it would otherwise be neglected. But even if their traffic studies quell concerns about gridlock, the Beckham Group will have to outmaneuver others interested in the site. In addition to developers from all over the world, the cruise ship company Royal Caribbean will be a big obstacle. Its headquarters overlap Beckham's proposed development plans. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.